Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll check in now with Jim Ryan. He's in Corpus Christi, where the president is expected a little bit later on today. Jim, when the president visits, I guess, what exactly is he going to see? Where are the places he's going to go?
Well, he won't see a lot of disaster zone unless he can see some from the window of Air Force One. He'll come here to Corpus Christi and meet with some of the local FEMA officials and local first responders at a fire station in downtown Corpus Christi. The damage here has been relatively light, but remember, the president has said that he didn't want to interfere, you know, didn't want to get in the way with the search and rescue efforts going on in places like Rockport or Houston. Presidential visits, as you know, Brian, take up a lot of manpower. They take up a lot of attention, and so he said he was trying to avoid that. So he'll meet with some of the officials on the ground here. Then he heads to Austin. He'll visit the Disaster Emergency Coordination Center, most likely meet with Governor Abbott as well, FEMA officials there, and then head back to Washington. So there's no tour of actual damage zones on the schedule, at least not at this point.
Okay, so not visiting Houston, where there's so much damage, it seems. Jim, what about airports down there? What's the status of them?
Well, the Corpus Christi Airport opened yesterday, and in fact, maybe even on late Sunday. But the airports in Austin, as I understand, are still closed. The major airports there, Hobby, which is on the south end of downtown, and then Bush Intercontinental Airport, which is on the north end, the big major airport. Those both are still closed at this point. So, thousands of flights potentially have been disrupted, thousands of passengers unable to get out. There have been some emergency flights to get evacuees out of there, taking them to places like Dallas. And other parts, just to be in a safe place.
Now, a lot of people bracing for another round of rain, but we look at some of these images and wonder, how much worse could it get? Are people there expecting it to get much worse, or are they too busy dealing with what's already there?
Well, both, actually, Brian. I mean, they're dealing with the flooding situation that they have right now, or the disaster cleanup at the point where the storm came ashore, where it made landfall on Friday night. We're really looking at two things, the wind event and the damage that was done when it was Hurricane Category 4 Harvey rolling ashore, and then Tropical Storm Harvey 200 miles to the north in Houston. So I think you're right. I mean, they're dealing with the current situation, but also the possibility that more may be coming, that this storm, as it rolls up the Gulf of Mexico off the coast, is still spitting off rain and still has this deluge happening in Houston and in East Texas. But now the focus shifts to Louisiana. They're starting to brace for their own brand of flooding.
And is that as early as tomorrow?
Well, even today, we're looking at the potential for some flooding in East Texas and in the western part of Louisiana. The governor of Louisiana has already issued a disaster or an emergency declaration, at least in five of his parishes, and that was got a positive response from President Trump. He's okayed that.
All right, that is Jim Ryan joining us from Corpus Christi, one of the areas where the president is expected later on this afternoon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.